Welcome again to Trip Talks and the second in a series of 5 podcasts on program evaluation. This is Dr. Sharon Silverman from Trip Associates, and we hope you enjoyed the first module and have successfully completed steps 1 and 2. Now that you've identified who will support the process and who will lead it, let's move ahead. It's important to know why you are conducting an evaluation. Is it to discover if the program's objectives are met? To see if it is cost-effective? To determine if the program can be enhanced and expanded? Step 3 is all about establishing a clear purpose for the evaluation, a purpose that is understood by all. You may benefit from brainstorming purpose statements with your colleagues and others who will be assisting you. For example, when evaluating a tutor program, the stated purpose may be to discover how many students who use tutoring successfully complete the course in which they were tutored. This would be quantitative data. Or it may be to learn how the tutors themselves benefited from the experience, and this would be qualitative data. Remember that you may have more than one purpose, one that is primary and others that are ancillary or less critical. Once you determine the purpose, make sure you can clearly articulate it to those important stakeholders, the ones who are supporting the process and will be seeking the results. With the purpose clearly defined, you're ready to decide what you're going to evaluate. In step 4, you will select areas to be addressed and develop evaluation questions. For example, if you are evaluating a tutor program, the areas evaluated may be tutor course completion rates or the training and development of the tutors themselves. For tutor training, an evaluation question may be, how well have the tutors learned to help others become more independent learners? Or were the tutors able to apply what they learned in tutor training to other aspects of their life? These questions may be answered in a survey, an interview, or even a focus group. With the purpose defined, the areas of investigation identified, and the questions formed, you're on the way. Please click on this link to access the template and steps and complete steps 3 and 4. Let us know if you have questions or post a response on the blog podcast link on our website. We hope you'll join us next time for Module 3, where you will learn about Step 5, Data Collection, and Step 6, Evaluation Approach. Thank you for joining us again, and we look forward to having you with us next time. Good luck evaluating your program.